Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. The Alzheimer's Association leads the way to end Alzheimer's and all other dementias by accelerating global research, driving risk reduction and early detection, and maximizing quality care and support. On the line to tell us more is Janet Hamada-Kelly, Executive Director for the Alzheimer's Association San Diego and Imperial Chapter. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Vicki, for having us.
Well, start by telling us, what does the Alzheimer's Association do?
Absolutely. So the Alzheimer's Association is a national nonprofit organization dedicated to driving global research, but also supporting our local communities. So as a local chapter, we serve the San Diego and Imperial counties by way of providing education, making sure that we're raising awareness, providing community support, as well as driving the fundraising activities that are fueling the research that we fund globally.
And why is Alzheimer's such a devastating diagnosis to receive?
Alzheimer's is often thought of as an elderly issue. And I think with time and just more conversations, we are learning that Alzheimer's is actually not an elderly issue. It does infect many people as early as their 30s and 40s, and that not just the individual that is diagnosed with the disease, but it really does expand beyond that individual, affecting loved ones, friends, family, and it really is a family or community issue where, of course, there's the medical side of things, but really navigating a new journey, understanding that your loved one, as their dementia progresses, as their world, their reality changes, to make sure that you are, you know, keeping them safe and providing good quality of life, but also navigating life as a caregiver can be really difficult. So there are several layers to caregiving for somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia. And so it's just a really devastating disease, also given the fact that there currently are no treatments or cures, and that there's just a very high prevalence of this disease amongst our communities.
The Alzheimer's Association recently released a facts and figures report. What was the biggest takeaway from this report?
Yes, our Alzheimer's Association Facts and Figures report is an annual publication, and the report this year revealed a lot of information around caregivers. So I think the biggest takeaway was that caregivers and healthcare providers are actually seeking more support and in terms of navigation, resources, and support while providing care.
What is the Alzheimer Association doing to address the issues brought up in this Facts and Figures report?
Yes. So the Alzheimer's Association is dedicated to providing education and research. So not only are we providing free programs throughout the community, bringing people together to really understand the medical side of the disease, but also being able to provide support. And in addition to supporting the community, in the state of California, the Alzheimer's Association is actually training primary care physicians as well as additional healthcare workers to understand dementia and to be able to provide additional resources, especially if the individual is maybe showing signs but does not have an actual diagnosis.
And are there any programs or services the Alzheimer's Association plans to offer or is currently offering to help support and educate families?
Absolutely. So the Alzheimer's Association, we are all about education. And so we have several different ways families and individuals can lean on us to be able to get some resources. So we do have in-person and virtual programming. What that means is we host in-person events and education programs where we go over some of the core issues, anything from warning signs to healthy habits for a strong brain and body, as well as understanding Alzheimer's and dementia, moving into topics such as effective communication strategies. So we do have quite a range of programs to provide support, mainly for the caregiver, but we also have some early stage programs for the individual that is living with mild cognitive impairment or early stage dementia. So we do have a lot of programs within the counties. And for those who are, you know, not able to join us in person, we also have virtual options. In addition to the education programs, we have several support groups. So support groups are typically for the caregivers, but really a safe space to gather on a regular basis to really provide that community and support for those who are caring for a loved one. So we have support groups throughout the county meeting once a month, and we also have support groups that are based on specific needs. So we have an adult children caregiver support group, and we also have various other groups throughout the county. Another resource that we share often because it is just so accessible is our 1-800 24/7 helpline. So the 1-800 number allows us to be available for anybody at any time, whether it's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. If you have a question that is related to dementia or dementia care, our skilled master level clinicians that work at our help center are able to navigate and address any of those issues and provide resources. So we definitely encourage folks to call that 1-800 number, regardless of what part of the dementia journey you may be a part of, so that we can connect you with clinicians, we can connect you with resources, as well as additional information.
I'm speaking with Janet Hamada Kelly, Executive Director for the Alzheimer's Association San Diego and Imperial Chapter. Tell us about your upcoming events.
Absolutely, yes. We are busy here at the San Diego Imperial Chapter. We have several events throughout the county, and a lot of them are around that education that I have been talking about so frequently on this call. So the first event that I wanted to share that's coming up is actually a very special event that we're honored to be able to host here in San Diego. It is our Latinos and Alzheimer's Research Forum. So we are actually hosting this as part of the Alzheimer's Association's 2024 Latinos and Alzheimer's Symposium. So what that means is that we actually have researchers from around the world that are focused on research of supporting the Hispanic community. Some of you may know that Hispanics are 1.5 times more likely than white individuals to have dementia, but we need more research to understand why. So the Alzheimer's Association has led the way in this effort, and they're actually joining here in San Diego to have a research symposium. And we in the community have the opportunity to learn from these researchers at our research forum, which will be hosted on April 3rd at the Hanlery Hotel in Mission Valley.
A few weeks after that, you're having your inaugural Brilliance Luncheon on Friday, April 19th. What makes this so special?
Well, we are always so excited to be able to celebrate brilliant minds here in San Diego and brilliant hearts that are supporting our cause. And so our Brilliance Luncheon is our inaugural Brilliance and Research Luncheon celebrating our Research Champion Award. This year, we are honoring Dr. Paul Azen from USC's Alzheimer's Therapeutic Research Institute. Dr. Azen is a true leader and pioneer in Alzheimer's and dementia care and research. And so we're just really honored to be able to celebrate him for all of the advancements and breakthroughs that he and his team are leading in the space of Alzheimer's research. And the luncheon will actually be a wonderful afternoon at the Catamaran on April 19th. Our moderator, Ed Cox, is a former board member, but he is going to actually be leading a discussion so that those of us in the room can really learn from Dr. Azen about, you know, what is the latest in terms of research breakthroughs? Where are we going? What's the timeline as far as cures and treatments? And there's also a really unique opportunity where guests are able to ask Dr. Azen questions directly. So we are really excited to be able to host a Q&A session with Dr. Azen and just really celebrate all the advancements and breakthroughs that we're seeing in Alzheimer's care.
And are there other ways that we can get involved with the Alzheimer's Association?
Of course. We are very busy here in the community. So first and foremost, we are always looking for volunteers. So what does that mean? Anything from supporting us in the office, making phone calls, spreading the word, sharing program opportunities, and of course, getting involved on a different level through our committees, each of our fundraising events, so our Walk to End Alzheimer's events, as well as our The Longest Day campaign and our gala, all have volunteer committees, and we would not be able to do the incredible work that we do without our volunteer leaders really supporting us along the way. So there's lots of volunteer activities, as well as, of course, getting involved with our fundraising. So whether it's planning event or signing up for our walk or The Longest Day, we're always looking to get more people involved and help us really raise those critical funds towards our mission. On the program side, you've heard me speak a lot about education and the importance of raising awareness in the community. So we are always looking for volunteers who want to help us reach different parts of the community by way of being a community representative or a trained educator, facilitating a support group, or really just being available for some of our programs to be able to share with their networks. So lots of ways to get involved. And of course, I wanted to make sure we highlight our advocacy efforts. As an organization, we are dedicated to public policy and advocacy so that we can ensure folks have access to the incredible treatments that are coming down the pipeline. So for anybody that might be interested in getting involved through our advocacy department, we are always looking for advocates to represent local districts and local offices here in San Diego and Imperial County to really urge legislators to make the disease a national priority.
I've been speaking with Janet Hamada-Kelly, Executive Director for the Alzheimer's Association San Diego and Imperial Chapter. Any last thoughts for us?
Well, thank you so much, Vicki, for this time. It's always such a pleasure to be able to share about the work that we're doing here in the community, especially as we enter an era of treatment and there's just so much advancement and excitement for those of us who have been following Alzheimer's and dementia care and research. So I just want to highlight that it is a very exciting time and we are making incredible progress. This progress would not be possible without the support of our community, and our role at the Alzheimer's Association truly is to be able to raise awareness throughout San Diego and Imperial counties to ensure that all of you, all of us, have access to the services, programs, and the awareness to diagnose and treat dementia, as well as supporting their loved ones and caregivers through their journey. So as a trusted organization in the community, we know that we can lead this essential work, but we will need to partner with many of you to get the word out. And we're just really excited to be able to work together to achieve our vision of a world without Alzheimer's.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tell us again where we can go to either get support or more information about the Alzheimer's Association.
To get more information about the Alzheimer's Association San Diego and Imperial County chapter, you can visit our website at alz.org/San Diego. Find us on social media. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. And of course, for anybody needing support, please utilize our 24/7 helpline. The number is 1-800-272-3900. This is a helpline that is open all day, every day for you to help you navigate the journey of dementia and Alzheimer's and providing you the resources you need to better understand this disease.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.